Welcome to another episode of Ultimate Key to Freedom. Questions, answers, shares, comments, whatever. I'm recording this, I think I did last week too. I'm recording this from Japan. So I'm using a different microphone. You'll probably notice that it sounds a little different. And you just might find it interesting that that's where this is being done from. What I'm seeing right now is there is one question this week, which is from Jan DeWeaver or DeWever. Sorry, Jan, I've seen your name many, many times, but I don't know how you pronounce it, so forgive me if I said that incorrectly. Jan has finished the course, been through all the videos. Here he goes. Hi, Robert. I finished the course in June of 2013 and have been applying your tools and embracing your philosophy for about 4 years. I would like to share with you what has been going on recently and see if you can offer some support. Some backstory. The character Jan has had a couple of depressive episodes in his life, and the pattern seems to be consistent. The moment he stops taking antidepressant medication, a couple months later, like clockwork, he relapses into another depressive episode. I've tried many things to beat or break this pattern, but to no avail. Right now, the character Jan is in another depressive episode where continuous thoughts of, this is shit, I feel like shit, will I ever get well again? Feelings of low self-esteem and distressing sensations appear fairly consistent in inner space. These appearances have me by the throat most of the time, and I am totally caught up in them. The mind machine has been egging me on to reduce the antidepressants in the beginning of this year, and now the character is experiencing the consequences of this as another relapse into depression. It seems the mind machine keeps spewing out unresourceful courses of actions that get me into trouble? The mind machine is often super convinced of a certain course of action, and then a couple of months later it usually ends in a big disappointment. This is so confusing to me. How am I supposed to navigate this world if the mind machine cannot be trusted? At this point in time, I am starting to doubt if any cloud covering dismantling has ever been realized the last 4 years, as I see no apparent progress in story or inner space. Just a lot of unfulfilled expectations, broken dreams, and the appearance of struggle. Could you provide me with some support and clarity? Well, Jan, many things that I can say here. The first thing that I want to say is, when you said at the end, I'm starting to doubt if any cloud covering dismantling has ever been realized, it might surprise you to know that there were times on my journey when things got, I'll just call it, particularly intense, where I wondered the same thing. So, given the fact that in the story, I am the character who developed all of this and had the deep experiences that led to these teachings appearing, that I could still have some doubt as to whether I'd really done anything in the cloud cover, if all this was a load of crap, if I was just crazy, you know, whatever. If you haven't heard me say that before, you might find it interesting to know that that didn't just appear once, but actually appeared multiple times on my journey, including early on when I didn't know that it was just mind machine noise, which you're aware of now. I really thought it was just me, you know, and my doubts and my fears and my whatevers. So I wanted to start out with that. The rest of the things that I have to share for you, with you, that I'm feeling moved to share as I'm seeing what's being spoken here, what's coming through, if you will, is not likely to make you feel any better. I have to tell you that. It's the truth, and I look at it, so to speak, as my job to speak the truth, and then where it goes, you know. There's no control in the Robert character on what gets done with anything that's shared or what happens in anyone else's story. No control, of course, even with what happens in Robert's story, but I look at it as in this story, my role is to shine the truth on things, particularly when I'm asked. And then where it goes, it goes. First of all, let me say that I have great empathy and compassion for you with how difficult this is and what a struggle it is. So what I'm going to say in no way, shape, or form is minimizing that. is underestimating how difficult it is, how difficult the ongoing battle with this, so to speak, has appeared, how scared you might be, how uncomfortable this really is. My role is not to, while I have that empathy and I have that compassion, my role is not to, my role is not to facilitate immersion in such feelings, which are happening in the story anyway. My role is to shine the light of truth on them. And so that's what I'm going to do. But again, I want to say in no way, shape, or form am I minimizing anything, or poo-pooing anything or judging anything. I'm simply going to shine the light of truth on it. The way I look at things, and these are just arbitrary labels, as you know, there's phase one, there's phase two, and there's phase three. In phase one, if something like this, these depressive episodes, as you're calling it, happened, it would happen. You'd go to doctors, you'd try meditation, you'd try medication, you'd do whatever you wanted to do, and it would be controlled, it would not be controlled, it would come and go, you'd have this kind of battle that you've had. But as you know, in phase one, the goal is for things not to work perfectly, to have the experience of being opposite who you really are and all of that. So ultimately, this would be a problem that would not go away. The medication might control it for a while, it might control it for a long time, who knows, but it would ultimately be a problem that at best is some sort of a chemical imbalance or whatever that you're told is just there, and the medication or whatever else you may have tried or other people may do, you know, can put the symptoms into remission, but the problem isn't solved. And I don't know what happens with people that are on antidepressants if they build up an immunity and they have to try another one, or you can use the same thing forever, or you try some and their side effects. I don't know what that whole part of this journey is like. But in phase one, it would continue to be a problem. In phase two, as I see the phase two game, something like this, it can be used as raw material to stimulate the use of the tools. The process, the mini process, appreciation, and transformational vocabulary. And my experience is that when those tools are used consistently over a long period of time, and I cannot define long period of time, amazing things happen as the cloud cover is drilled through, holes are poked, and more sunshine starts to shine in. Now, you probably will remember what I'm about to say, but you may not. In my story, which is just my story, it's not a rule or a formula, it doesn't mean anything, it's just what happened to me. I applied the tools consistently, you know, sometimes up to 4, 5, 6 hours a day cumulatively. And for approximately, I don't really remember for sure, but as best as I can recall, something like 3 years of applying the process, and really didn't notice any major changes. The anger that I always had, the frustration that I always had, the fear that I always had, the victim patterns that I always, none of these things really budged much. But I kept going because I had certainty that over time, like you've heard me say, holes would be poked, sun would shine in, and things would change. And these things that I had struggled so much with would ultimately move. But in using the process, I did not use the process or the other tools in order to try to make specific things go away. For example, my big deal, your thing that you struggle with here is what you call depressive episodes. My big deal emotionally was anger and fear and frustration, you know, were the big ones. And they were rampant, you know, and there wasn't any drug that could be taken for that. You know, it was just something that was such a strong part of the Robert story. And I knew that when I knocked out enough cloud cover, something would change there, but I did not apply the process specifically to try to make my anger disappear or reduce. I didn't apply the process to try to make the frustration and the other things that I felt go away. I didn't apply the process to try to make more money or to produce any kind of specific result. I know that you remember me saying things like this. I applied the process to drill through the cloud cover, and where it went, and I had trust, blind trust, pure faith at one point, you know, that it would lead to a transformed place. I'll just use that language. So in phase two, if I was in your situation, I would not be using, and I understand how difficult this can be and how tempting it would be and whatever, but in my life, I would not have been using the process to try to make the depressive episodes go away. I would be using the process when I was having one, because when I was having one would be discomfort, and where it would go, it would go. And in my journey, the odds are, what would have happened is, and again, I'm speculating here, but I'm just trying to make a point. I probably, my character would have been written to go off the medication, to feel these feelings, and to go into them with the process. And maybe at times it would be too much, and I would have gone back on the medication to get some relief from the intensity. But ultimately, given the way my story has unfolded, that's the odds are I would have been taken off the medication and what you now know True Creative Essence wrote into the story, so that no matter how many times I had to do it, no matter how long it took, no matter how many hours it was, no matter how difficult it was, I would go right into the middle of those so-called depressive feelings and applied the process over and over and over and over, and whether that was years or months or whatever it was, that would have been used as the raw material. So I don't know if that's what you did. The process is not just applied to things like this, as you know. It's applied to anything where there's discomfort, physical or emotional, and then there are the other tools that can be used in different ways. So that's what I would have done with this particular creation in phase two. Odds are, I mean, again, no way to know. I don't know what it is that you did in phase two when you were using the tools before coming to ultimate freedom. If you want to reply at some point, let me know. We could go more deeply into that. But in phase two, the illusion called depressive episodes and the whole kind of treadmill of medication, no medication, medication on, feel okay, medication off, after a few months, like you said, these things would come back, would have been used as raw material to use the tools to drill through the cloud cover, and where that would go, that would go. On my journey, as you know, I did that. I used the tools. Cloud cover was knocked out. Sun began to shine. I began to have different kinds of experiences, was taken into different things, and then all of a sudden, I was taken into the ultimate freedom. And in ultimate freedom, it's not about in ultimate freedom, that doesn't mean stop using the tools, as you've heard me say. It doesn't mean anything in particular. It's just for me at that point, I wasn't using the tools. And what it was all about, as I've narrated in the Ultimate Freedom videos, is, lack of a better term, observing inner space, looking at all of these things that you call depressive episodes, that you call this is shit, which is a thought appearing in inner space with some sort of a combination of images, videos, sound, whatever, and emotions and sensations of the body, you know, whatever else. I feel like shit is an appearance that has certain characteristics. Will I ever get well again? Same thing. What you're calling feelings of low self-esteem is a certain combination of elements that appear in inner space combined in a certain way to have unique characteristics. And it's about seeing that it's not that you feel like shit. It's not that you doubt if you'll ever get well again, that you're not feeling low self-esteem. You're aware of the fact that there is a silent, calm, centered, feeling good, whatever you want to call it, the words don't serve, consciousness in there, so to speak, an inner space that's watching all of this stuff getting manufactured and kicked out by the mind machine. And when there is an experience of that it's not Jan, it's not happening to Jan, it's not Jan feeling like shit, wondering if he's ever going to get well, it's just the spew of the mind machine based on data, programs, and algorithms, as you've heard me teach in the course. When you see what I call the pure raw experience of all of this separating from the story, and you see with a capital S what's really going on, my experience was, like with using the tools in phase two, that many, many, many things changed from doing that. Now, I don't know for sure. If you go back and you listen to the archives of other questions and answers that I've done here, you'll notice that there are some people, when they're describing things like this, they would use what I would call transformational vocabulary. You know, they would say what would appear in inner space is a voice that would say, this is shit, what would appear in inner space is a voice that would say, this feels like shit, with a feeling that would feel heavy or sharp or whatever. You'd see that they'd be describing things in terms of what's actually appearing in space, and they might have an I in there, they might not. They might put an I, a capital I meaning Jan, you know, so to speak, in quotes. But the language that they use shows that there's an observation and that they're beginning to see the pure raw experience as opposed to the story. This may still grab them by the throat, and it may still seem like they feel like shit and stuff like that, but there's a shift that's taking place, and it's reflected in their language. I'm not seeing much of that kind of a reflection in this language, and it's because, as you said, you know, this seems to have you by the throat, and you're totally caught up in them. But the other thing that's part of this that you've heard me talk about before is that in phase two, what I used to call expanded self or consciousness creates specific things to happen in what you now know is story space and inner space in order to support you in using the tools so that you can drill through the cloud cover. And crazy things, so to speak, can happen in inner space and story space to support people in doing that, drilling through the cloud cover using the tools. When someone is on this particular path, a character is on this particular path, the ultimate freedom path, then true creative essence is going to be creating things like this, and it's going to make them very intense, and it is going to have you totally caught up in them so that you can see point A, you know, really clearly, which you might say, look, I don't need any help to see this clearly. I know what this depressive episode thing is like. I'm an expert at it. It's been happening, you know, forever. But my experience of this journey for myself and other people is that when the truth virus starts to work, it starts to kind of say, hey, look at the way the mind machine used to run. Da-da-da-da would happen. It would kick da-da-da-da into inner space, you know, and it would swirl and you'd get totally caught up in it and blah, blah, blah. This is the way it used to be. Now I'm going to do some work on it. You're going to watch, you know, what's appearing, and you're going to watch things slowly change. You're going to watch the story separate from the pure raw experience, and you're going to start to see what's really going on, and ultimate freedom's going to start to awaken, and you're going to be able to see that there's really this, you know, again, calm, happy, peaceful, not watcher or observer because that's more distant than it is, quiet, peaceful, not affected by anything, as I talked about, that's watching all of this, and that everything can be perceived from there. And when it is perceived from there, and you see that all of this is just output of the mind machine, it's not you, it's something appearing on a screen, you know, in inner space. It's appearing on a screen in story space, so to speak. You know, all the things you've heard me talk about in the videos. Then true creative essence very often starts to write a different story and to change things. But before that happens, there has to be a deep immersion in the way that it was. And on my journey, it was deep immersion of the way that it was. Run the old pattern, run the old pattern, run the old pattern, watch the old pattern. Then see the old pattern start to change, break into its component pieces, the pure raw experience separating from the story. Watch that for a while. Get caught up in it again. Watch it change a little bit. Get caught up in it again. Watch it change a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit until something radical changes when it's being perceived through what I call the ultimate freedom window. And it's a journey. And like the earlier journeys, it's one that can take multiple years. I think I mentioned this to you before. I can't remember at this point if I already mentioned this in this audio. But it was about, I did, through about 3 years of applying the process before anything started to move at all of significance. And then things began to move a little bit, but a lot of the old stuff, so to speak, was still running. And then it was, you know, after six and a half years that there was major change, including, as you probably remember, times when things were so crazed in my relationship with my now ex-wife that I was applying the process 20 hours a day. I couldn't sleep and there wasn't much else I could do, and I was so uncomfortable that I just kept looping it over and over and over and over again. So lots and lots and lots and lots of work, so to speak. Not a rule or a formula that it's 6 years or 6.5 years or whatever. It can be longer or shorter for other stories, other characters. But it was a long time for me, so I know you've been applying the tools and embracing for 4 years, but at 4 years, I hadn't had the biggest breakthroughs yet. You know, in my story, I'd had some. And it was about 10 years before I got to what was happening in the Ultimate Freedom without a guide like the videos or whatever, this course. And so this is the way that it tends to work. And true creative essence is if this story that you're immersed in is about ultimate freedom awakening, then there's a plan, and true creative essence is executing the plan, and it's unfolding as it unfolds. It's going to take however long it takes. It's going to look like what it looks like, and ultimately, ultimate freedom is going to awaken. And again, I'm not minimizing your pain or the challenge, but on this path, ultimate freedom, on the path of the earlier tools, it's not about making the depressive episode stop. It's about using whatever form of depressive episodes appear as raw material to awaken a greater and greater experience of the truth. That's what this journey is about. It's a very unique kind of a path and a unique journey. And that's what it's about. And I understand your desire to make this go away. There's probably other things that have appeared in your story consistently that you'd like to go away. I understand that. I've been there. I can't even tell you how many things I wanted to go away. But ultimately, it was about using the Phase 2 tools at one point. It was about observing inner space when it was moving into the ultimate freedom stuff and the being and truth stuff. And then ultimately, I was taken to a place, bear with the language, where you know what it is that happened and how the perception of everything changed and the ultimate freedom window opened and ultimate freedom awakened, and you know all about that from the videos, although it sounds like you may want to go through the course again and repeat the videos at this point. So the last piece here about not being able to trust the mind machine, there's an old belief that's in operation here, and that old belief is Jan is an individual. Jan has independent decision-making authority and power in his story. He can listen to what the mind machine says and do it or not do it. He can be tricked by the mind machine. There is a Jan. There is an individual. To one degree or another, you're driving the bus. Have choices, can make decisions, all this kind of stuff, none of which, from where I've been taken, is true. And anything that the mind machine does is true creative essence writing the script for the mind machine to do that. It's not that you can't trust the mind machine. It's not that the mind machine is against you. It's not that it's evil. It's not that you can get to a place where you can trust what it says. It's not about that. If true creative essence is writing this kind of stuff to happen, the mind machine to want to tell you to get off the drugs and all these kinds of things that are happening, and then difficult things are happening, true creative essence is writing that, from my perception, to support you in having ultimate freedom awaken, which is going to require looking at these intense appearances, so to speak, in inner space, and keep looking and keep looking and keep being immersed in them. As my experience is, true creative essence begins to change how the truth virus, as I talk about it, which is true creative essence at work, begins to change what's appearing. And then there's an opportunity, as you know, for one of two things to happen. One is the appearances that you label as depressive episodes, the voices, the feelings, the whatever, disappear, some or all. Odds are in this kind of a case, on this particular path, when ultimate freedom would fully awaken, those appearances would change. They'd either disappear or the intensity would much more drop. But on my journey, my experience is, on something like this, on this journey, whether it's in Phase 2 or it's in the journey into Phase 3, which ultimate freedom is about, you have to be able to, you get to the point, not you have to be able to, let me take that back. What happens is true creative essence makes something appear in inner space or story space over and over and over and over and over, like I said. And over time, what appears changes as the tools are used with the earlier teachings, as you're observing what's really going on with the ultimate freedom teachings, And then ultimately things change, but for my experience, the permanent lasting change, the big, big change, doesn't happen unless whatever used to drive you so crazy can appear. You can be in a truthful relationship with it, and in being in a truthful relationship with it, it's not a problem, it's not bad, it's not, God, please make this go away, I hate this, I've had enough of this, I've struggled with this my whole, whatever. You can just be in the appearances that you're calling depressive episodes, and there's not any problem. There's an awareness of, wow, there's a voice in my head that's saying da-da-da-da, but it's not driving you crazy, and it's not a problem. There's a movement of energy that we call emotions and inner space that feels this particular way, you know, combined with something that appears to be in the body that we call a sensation. And these things are appearing, and they're very big, and they're very strong, and they're very whatever. But they're just appearances, and bear with my language here. And here I am over here in total peace and in total quiet, not affected by anything, watching all of that appear. And this isn't any big deal. This isn't any problem. Bear with the language. And once those depressive episodes, the appearances, you're calling that, can appear over and over and over, not usually once, but multiple times, and there's a truthful relationship with it, then the door opens for it to change. And again, change means they go away, or they get reduced, or they're still there, but they're not a problem. Anything can happen at that point. But when you're in a truthful relationship with something like this, what tends to happen is it tends to change in a big way, which to one degree or another usually means, but it doesn't always, that this thing that used to be so persistent goes away. But it involves, like the using of the phase two tools over and over and over and over and over for multiple years, even when it seems like nothing's happening and it isn't working and there's nothing, you know, whatever. Being patient, and I know that's hard because it was hard for me. Until that does a certain amount of knocking out of the cloud cover, which it did for the Robert character. And then moving into the opportunity that's presented here in Ultimate Freedom, which is to observe what's going on, completely immerse yourself in it, which is happening. Observe what's going on and allow a truthful relationship to be entered into with what's appearing so that you can see what's really going on, and you can also see that that window's open and that there's a place to observe all of that. It's really no different in a way than if you were observing a character that was having a depressive episode, so-called, in a novel or in a movie, and you were aware of what was going on, but it wasn't you and it wasn't affecting you in that way. I've talked about all of this. That's the opportunity here. Experiencing it that way may not be part of your story. It may be part of your story, but not yet, and there's just impatience here. You may just be having a tough time with the, you know, the first step of this ultimate freedom, which is being completely immersed in the way that it used to be, and continuing to do that and continuing to observe it so that you can start to watch the component pieces separate. I don't know. I don't know. But what I can tell you is these levels of frustration, so to speak, that you're experiencing here. Feelings of desperation, feelings of doubt that anything's really happening, that you're ever going to get anywhere, that you're ever going to be free of this. You know, I can't tell you how many times, Jan, that I had doubts that, you know, it was like I would talk out loud to Creative Essence and I would say, you're never going to let me be free of this thing, are you? I'm going to be stuck with this whatever for the rest of my life, aren't I? You know, I mean, you're never going to give me a fucking break, you know? You're just going to continue to push me and push me and push me and push me, and this thing is never going to go away. And I mean, I can't tell you how many times that kind of stuff appeared, you know. So while I haven't struggled specifically in my story with what you're calling depressive episodes, I've struggled with things that I feel like saying are equally intense. And there either wasn't a drug that could modify it, or in my story, it wasn't written for me to take anything like that. So I know what you're going through, and I feel like saying it doesn't surprise me. And it was going through this kind of a stage in phase two at various points, and in the journey into ultimate freedom awakening happened to me. And I just had to, lack of a better term, bear with the language. I didn't do anything. It was just the story that was being written. But what appeared in inner space was, and in story space, is Robert just kept, in phase two, using the tools over and over and over, the story was being written for that to happen and for things to shift after a long period of years of using the tools and then to continue to. And then I was put into the middle of these same kinds of things as I talked about on the journey into ultimate freedom and was immersed in it. And it was kind of like, again, if the truth virus was a person, I think I mentioned this in another Q&A a few weeks ago. It's almost like if the truth virus was a person, it's saying to you, hey, I'm here doing this work on the mind machine. And here I'm going to push a button in the mind machine and I'm going to run a program. I'm going to run an algorithm, you know, and in your case, I'm going to kick depressive episodes into inner space. Watch what used to happen. This voice used to appear. This movement of energy used to appear. This combination of elements used to appear. And it used to just completely get you by the throat, you know, get totally caught up, feel horrible, all this stuff. This is the way that the program in the mind machine used to work. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Okay, now I'm going to make a few changes to the mind machine. Watch it now. It's a little different. It's not completely gone or transformed, but it's a little different. Watch it. Watch. Let me separate the story from the pure raw experience. Okay, watch that. Now watch me put it back together again. Let me merge the story and the pure raw experience again. See what that's like. All right, I'm going to separate it a little bit again. Watch that. And this kind of thing happening over time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, as the truth virus is doing its work and it's kind of narrating to you in a way, look what I'm doing. Now watch it. It's a little bit different. Look what I'm doing. Now watch it. It's a little bit different. Look what I'm doing. Now watch it. It's a lot different. And for me, so to speak, there were times where it was, let's watch it and notice something's gone. It isn't happening anymore. Or it's happening, but it isn't any big deal because it's being experienced through the ultimate freedom window, and it's a completely different experience that I talked about, I believe, on day 4 of the videos. So none of this is surprising. To me, none of this is a big problem. To me, this is part and parcel of what very often happens on this journey for the reasons that I'm telling you. And yes, it can get intense as hell, to use some judgmental language. It can get really bad, just to use some judgmental language. I can't tell you, as I've mentioned before, I think, how many times I wanted to give up because it was too much. How many times I said to True Creative Essence, I can't handle anymore. You need to give me a break. Back off, will you? Leave me alone. I can't do this anymore. I'm done. You know, kill me off. I can't do this anymore. It's too much, you know. How many times that happened in phase two, and at times that's what appeared. I was observing it after a point through the ultimate freedom window, but that's still what was appearing. I give up. I can't do this. Please stop. I hate this. All these kinds of things, and I just kept using the phase two tools in phase two and watching what was going on as the truth virus, lack of a better term, was narrating what it was doing and showing me how it was changing things. But again, it was a two-year process in general in which that was happening. It didn't happen overnight. Again, 2 years isn't a rule. It's just what happened with me. So this is what I'm feeling motivated to share with you. My suggestion to you, which you probably heard me make recently to other people, is listen to this. Let it sit for whatever, no rule or formula, but let it sit. Couple of days, a week, whatever. Listen to it again. Let it sit. Listen to it again. It may be hard. The mind machine may buzz and whir and say, I don't need to listen to this again. I already get what Robert said. I heard it and blah, 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 whatever the judgment or story about what I said is. But I would recommend doing it maybe at least 3 times with at least a couple of days in between. And then after doing that, looking at it as big drops in the pond that will ripple out, come on back and we'll continue the dialogue. Based on what comes up in response to what I've said here. So thanks very much for sharing this, Jan. I'm looking at this for 34 minutes or something. I never know how long I'm going to go on any of this. So feel free to come back and let me know what appeared in inner space in response to what was shared here, what may have happened in the time that passed between listening and or whatever, and we'll continue the dialogue. And again, I don't say this to be superior, to be judgmental or anything else, but just to let you know, I know what you're feeling because I've been there. You know, I've been there, I've done that. The intensity does end. I can't tell you when. I never knew when mine was going to. Bear with the language. There's no way to predict, but I can tell you, on my journey, even though I doubted it at many times, there was always light at the end of the tunnel. It was always a very bright light. It always led to a miraculous shift in how things were appearing or being perceived, with a capital P. I know this has happened with many, many, many other players on this journey. The Phase 2 journey, using the tools through the cloud cover or the transition through Ultimate Freedom into Ultimate Freedom Awakening. How intense it can be, how scary it can appear, how difficult it can be, how exhausting it can be, all these kinds of futility things. I get it. And I found my way through because that's what was written. And if that's what's written into your story, that can happen too. And if not, then something else will happen, or it'll move in a different way than it did for me. I always narrate very clearly what happened to me. It's not the only way that anything can happen. It's not a rule or a formula. As you've heard me say, there do tend to be patterns and trends of how things tend to work. And these are the things that I've narrated. And other than that, if your character has been written to stay the course here, lack of a better term, this will begin to move, and it will be clearer to you, even if you don't feel that you've gotten relief, you know, so to speak, or that this hasn't gone away or disappeared. You can stay off the meds without a side effect or whatever, even if that kind of stuff doesn't happen immediately. What happened with me and what has happened with many other characters is something begins to move. You know that something's different. That something that's different aligns with what's been shared in the course materials, and it gives in the story confidence to keep going, because you're seeing evidence of some progress, and you're seeing evidence of what was being said actually appearing, and that kind of appears to give the oomph to keep going even when it gets difficult. And so we'll see what happens here, but this is what I'm feeling moved to share. I wish you well with it, and I'll look forward to our next connection on this, whenever that is, and whatever shape it takes. Thanks, Jan. I'll talk to you again at some point soon. Bye-bye.